The United Football League is still operating, and one of the proposed trademark names for a proposed merger between the XFL and the USFL is the United Football League. In this episode, we'll talk about this and other developments in the world of football, including yet another relaunch of the Arena Football League, which is scheduled for 2024. Keep listening to this episode of Before, Behind, and Between to learn more about a few football rumors, about some leagues that are old, some that are new, and some that are dubious too.
Starts now.
It's been a while since I've talked about football, but the time is certainly ripe. Given all the news, rumors, and other interesting tidbits floating around the world of football, upcoming new leagues and resurrected leagues will offer a few new options for football fans after the Super Bowl in February. First up is the formally announced merger between the XFL and the USFL. Rumors suggest that the newly merged league would commence play a week after Super Bowl Sunday, which the XFL did, although the length of the season has not yet been confirmed, as the USFL started in April. Another reasonable rumor suggests that the new league would lose four teams from the XFL: the Vegas Vipers, Orlando Guardians, Seattle Sea Dragons, and the Houston Roughnecks. A new 12-team league could be called the National Spring Football League, or, more interestingly, the United Football League. Which brings us to another possible, though highly questionable, entry into post-Super Bowl football. The United Football League goes back to the early 1960s, and in fact included a Canadian franchise, the Quebec Rifles, based in Montreal. A second iteration of the United Football League began play in 2009, lasting four seasons. Teams included the Florida Tuskers, California Redwoods, New York Sentinels, and the on-field success, Las Vegas Locomotives. Well, according to its website, uflfootball.com, the United Football League still exists. According to the website, the league plays an outdoor CFL brand of football from April to August. 14 teams are listed, including Baton Rouge, Mississippi, Rochester, and a team called the Chicago Blue Bombers. Despite the presence of a webpage describing the league's history, complete with professionally designed logos for each of the 14 teams, and an explanation that the UFL is actually a rebrand from the National Gridiron League, which never played, more than a few people associated with this initiative are on record as having described the entire venture as a fraud and a hoax. What's notable here is the fact that most of us probably didn't even know that the UFL still existed after its demise in 2012. A handful of games are available on YouTube, but that seemed to have been about it for its legacy. So it's doubly interesting that online sources report that XFL officials have pursued securing the trademark for United Football League as one possibility of a new name for a merged XFL-USFL league. Online sources also report that USFL officials have secured the trademark for National Spring Football League. Whatever they end up being called, XFL and USFL games delivered some great football, and I'm sure we'll see plenty more once the legal and trademark issues are ironed out. It would be unfortunate to see teams like Seattle and Houston drop from the league, but at least things will keep moving forward. As many of you know, the XFL played in each of its team's cities, whereas the USFL played in only one single city in its first season and was divided between two in its second, a measure which keeps travel and associated costs down at the very least. Questions still surround how venues, live games, the amalgamation of rules, and season schedules will look, all of which we are hearing will be answered officially in early November. Another return player to the field of football leagues is the Arena Football League. These folks go back to the 1980s, with pages and pages of expansion franchises, relocations, and folds. My city, Toronto, was home to the Phantoms for two seasons, which followed two relocations of the team until its eventual fold. The league itself has seen numerous previous iterations, Well, you've got to give these guys points for perseverance and ambition, too, as the 2024 return of the AFL boasts no fewer than 10 teams. We've heard as many as 16, with confirmations including the Orlando Predators, Iowa Rampage, Rapid City Marshals, Oregon Black Bears, and the West Texas Desert Hawks. Play is scheduled to begin in April of 2024. As of publication of this episode, no information was available on broadcast or streaming partners. So, there you have it, some old, some new, and a little bit of dubious too. And we await further developments. In the meantime, I encourage you to check out the upcoming Grey Cup, the championship game of the CFL, which will be played November 19 at Tim Hortons Field in Hamilton. You have been listening to Before, Behind, and Between, a podcast of Henley Point Productions. Visit stephenchristiansen.ca or henleypoint.ca for more information, as well as past episodes of this program. This podcast is available on all major platforms and podcast streaming apps, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and TuneIn. I'm your host, Stephen Christiansen. Thanks for listening.
Production of Henley Point.